You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Earlier this summer, a baseball painting by a Michigan artist sold for $48,000 at auction. The 1915 painting, You're Out, by Fletcher Ransom, shows a player for the Pittsburgh Pirates trying to steal home plate. But the New York Giants catcher is too quick and tags the runner out.
You're out!
Robert Edward Auctions in New Jersey, which sold the painting, specializes in baseball collectibles. It called the work one of the best it's seen. Here's Auction House President Brian Dwyer.
You've got two of the most prominent Hall of Famers, Christy Mathewson and Horace Wagner, in a really nice game action scene. And the size is particularly impressive, too. It's about 48 by 30 inches.
But its painter, Fletcher Ransom, is far from famous. That is, to almost everyone but Diana Stampfler. Stampfler is the president of Promote Michigan, a public relations company that focuses on Michigan industries. She grew up in Plainwell, where Fletcher lived out the last few years of his life. Stampfler estimates she has about 50 to 60 of Ransom's works, all of them much, much cheaper than Year Out. The most expensive cost her about $100. The least was about $5.
Outside of Plainwell and Alamo, nobody really knows who he is, I don't think, in our area. But his story is just such a great one. I mean, he traveled the world. He worked for the railroad. He made a living doing what he loved.
Fletcher Ransom was born in Alamo, Michigan in 1870. He went to college for art in Chicago and New York City, and later got a job as an illustrator in New York. His work was in many major publications of the time, including the Saturday Evening Post and the New York Times. He also illustrated books and did some commercial ads. Sandy Stamm is a historian at the Charles A. Ransom District Library in Plainwell, named after Fletcher's uncle. She says Fletcher's work was everywhere.
But the family, they can't understand why, because he was so prolific and he was a very, very good artist, why they, you know, he isn't more renowned.
One of his more striking works is a calendar series he did for the Illinois Midland Railroad Company. Stamm says it shows the many sides of Abraham Lincoln.
There's the surveyor. Here he's the wrestler. There's the education, the soldier, the postmaster, the pioneer.
Many of Ransom's paintings capture the feel of a certain time in American history. Here's Diana Stampfler.
His style is, it's American rural, I think. You know, you look at the prints and it's houses and it's boys fishing on the creek and it's the traveling salesman coming home to the country home. And it's folks playing cards around the table at the resort.
Fletcher Ransom married in 1899. They had a daughter and moved to Illinois. He and his wife later divorced. At the age of 64, Ransom fell ill and moved back to Michigan to live with his sister in Plainwell. Stamm says over the years Ransom lived in Plainwell, a few families in town acquired his paintings. He would also draw small things for people on a whim. A nurse named Winifred Pallett took care of Fletcher while he was sick. He drew a scene of them walking outside together with his hospital gown comically open in the back.
Hardly covered, that's what I said. He's hardly covered. Anyway, he drew that for her.
Fletcher Ransom died in 1943 at the age of 72. We were unable to contact his living relatives for this story. Diana Stampfler says when she's gone, her entire collection will go to the Ransom District Library in Plainwell.
It's not about me owning all this stuff. It's preserving his stuff for somebody.
To see pictures of some of Fletcher Ransom's paintings, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.